This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 856, The Short But Powerful Guide to Finding Your Passion by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I am Dan, your personal narrator here, and I'm going to get right to it now as we optimize your life. The Short But Powerful Guide to Finding Your Passion by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Following your passion can be a tough thing. But figuring out what that passion is can be even more elusive. I'm lucky. I found my passion and I'm living it. I can testify that it's the most wonderful thing to be able to make a living doing what you love. And so, in this little guide, I'd like to help you get started figuring out what you'd love doing. This turns out to be one of the most common problems of many Zen Habits readers, including many who recently responded to me on Twitter. This will be the thing that will get you motivated to get out of bed in the morning, to cry out, "I'm alive, I'm feeling this, baby," and to scare your family members or anyone who happens to be in yelling distance as you do this. This guide won't be comprehensive and it won't find your passion for you, but it will help you in your journey to find it. Here's how. 1. What are you good at? Unless you're just starting out in life, you have some skills or talent, you've shown some kind of aptitude. Even if you are just starting out, you might have shown some talent when you were young, even as young as elementary school. Have you always been a good writer, speaker, drawer, organizer, builder, teacher, or friend? Have you been good at ideas, connecting people, gardening, selling? Give this some thought. Take at least 30 minutes going over this question. Often we forget about things we've done well. Think back as far as you can to jobs, projects, and hobbies. This could be your passion. Or you may have several things. Start a list of potential candidates. 2. What excites you? It may be something at work, a little part of your job that gets you excited. It could be something you do outside of work, a hobby, a side job, something you do as a volunteer or a parent or spouse or friend. It could be something you haven't done in a while. Again, think about this for 30 minutes or 15 at the least. If you don't, you're probably shortchanging yourself. Add any answers to your list. 3. What do you read about? What have you spent hours reading about online? What magazines do you look forward to reading? What blogs do you follow? What section of the bookstore do you usually peruse? There may be many topics here. Add them to the list. 4. What have you secretly dreamed of? You might have some ridiculous dream job you've always wanted to do, to be a novelist, an artist, a designer, an architect, a doctor, an entrepreneur, a programmer. But some fear, some self-doubt has held you back, has led you to dismiss this idea. Maybe there are several. Add them to the list, no matter how unrealistic. 5. Learn, ask, take notes. Okay, you have a list. So pick one thing from the list that excites you most. This is your first candidate. Now read up on it, talk to people who've been successful in the field, through their blogs if they have them, or email. Make a list of notes of things you need to learn, need to improve on, skills you want to master, people to talk to. Study up on it, but don't make yourself wait too long before diving into the next step. 6. Experiment. Try. Here's where the learning really takes place. If you haven't been already, start to do the thing you've chosen. Maybe you already are, in which case you might be able to skip to the next step or choose a second candidate to try out. But if you haven't been, start now. Just do it. It can be in the privacy of your own home, but as quickly as possible, make it public however you can. This motivates you to improve, it gets you feedback, and your reputation will improve as you do. Pay attention to how you feel doing it. Is it something you look forward to, that gets you excited, that you love to share? 7. Narrow things down. I recommend that you pick 3 to 5 things from your list, if it's longer than that, and do steps 5 and 6 with them. This could take a month, or perhaps you've already learned about them and tried them all out. So now, here's what you need to ask yourself. Which gets you the most excited? Which of these can produce something that people will pay for or get excited about? Which can you see yourself doing for years, even if it's not a traditional career path? Pick 1 or 2 at the most and focus on that. You're going to do the next 3 steps with it. Banish your fears, find the time, and make it into a career if possible. If it doesn't work out, you can try the next thing on your list, There's no shame in giving something a shot and failing because it'll teach you valuable lessons that will help you to be successful in the next attempt. 8. Banish your fears. This is the biggest obstacle for most people, self-doubt and fear of failure. You're going to face it and banish it. First, acknowledge it rather than ignoring or denying it. Second, write it down to externalize it. Third, feel it and be okay with having it. Fourth, ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Usually it's not catastrophic. Fifth, prepare yourself for doing it anyway and then do it. Take small steps, as tiny as possible, and forget about what might happen. Focus on what actually is happening right now, and then celebrate your success no matter how small. 9. Find the time. Don't have the time to pursue this passion? Make the time, If this is a priority, you'll make the time. Rearrange your life until you have the time. This might mean waking earlier or doing it after work or during lunch or on weekends. It will probably mean canceling some commitments, simplifying your work routing, or doing a lot of work in advance, like you're going on a vacation. Do what it takes. 10. How to make a living doing it. This doesn't happen overnight. You need to do something, get good at it, be passionate about it. This could take months or years. But if you're having fun, that's what's most important. When you get to the point where someone would pay you for it, then you're golden. There are many ways to make a living at that point, including doing freelance or consulting work, making information products such as ebooks, writing a blog, and selling advertising. In fact, I recommend you do a blog if you're not already. It'll help solidify your thinking, build a reputation, find people who are interested in what you do, and demonstrate your knowledge and passion. I told you this wouldn't be easy. It'll require a lot of reflection and soul-searching at first, then a lot of courage and learning and experimentation, and finally, a lot of commitment. But it's all worth it, every second, every ounce of courage and effort. Because in the end, you'll have something that will transform your life in so many ways, will give you that reason to jump out of bed, will make you happy no matter how much you make. I hope you follow this guide and find success, because I wish on you nothing less than finding your true passion.
You just listened to the post titled, The Short But Powerful Guide to Finding Your Passion by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks, as always, to Leo, one of our regular authors, Zen Habits is about finding simplicity and mindfulness in the daily chaos of our lives. It's about clearing the clutter so we can focus on what's important, create something amazing, and find happiness. The site has over 1 million readers and was named one of the top 25 blogs by Time magazine. And if you enjoy Leo's work, you can come check out our other shows where we narrate even more of his content. And that's because he writes on so many different subjects that correspond to our shows. So you can find all of our podcasts by searching for Optimal Living Daily, wherever you're hearing me right now, and then hit subscribe or follow in the podcast app of your choice to make sure you get the new episodes every day. Or you can come by oldpodcast.com to see all the shows we have, plus much more content. But that does it for today. Hope you're having a great one, and thanks again for being a subscriber to the show. So I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.